Joseph, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. Good.
Where is Borrega, Michigan?
Well, it's Borrega. It is in the western end of the Upper Peninsula. A lot of people are familiar with Michigan Technological University in Houghton.
Sure.
We're about 30 miles almost due south.
You're a long ways away.
Oh, we are. We're actually as far from you as you are from Washington.
All right. Well, let's talk about a smoking injunction which was placed on the American Legion Post 444. Your belief and the folks that you serve with and are members of the post with believe that that's a private club and the smoking laws and rules maybe didn't apply to you.
Well, not so much didn't apply to us. We have a real problem with the new law in general. We believe it is an intrusion upon personal liberty, freedom of choice, and private property rights. The law intrudes into a private area. Now, a portion of the club is open to the public, but regardless, nobody forces anybody to walk through the doors at Post 444. The choice has always been to allow smoking. I'm not a smoker, Tony. If it were up to me, if I could get the votes on the board, we would have been a non-smoking club a long time ago. But I believe, and the members here believe, that that's a choice individuals should make, business owners should make, not the government.
And you believe that the state shouldn't be able to regulate private property?
Well, the state can regulate private property within reason. We don't believe this is a reasonable regulation. For example, let's take a privately owned hospital. I think that the state certainly has an interest in regulating what goes on in that hospital. Sooner or later, people have to go there, voluntarily, involuntarily. They have to end up there, a smoking law in a place like that. In a place like a government building, which is public property, sure. But in a private club where nobody is involuntarily exposed to secondhand smoke, we think that they crossed the line there.
So, basically, before the new law went into effect, Post 444 sat down with the membership and wanted to figure out how they were going to react.
Yes, there were many discussions at the boardroom, just, you know, around the tables in the bar area about what to do about this, and they finally decided that it would be a challenge to the law.
So you thought that, or the members had decided, you know what, this is what we believe, we're just going to continue with business as usual.
Well, we knew it wouldn't be business as usual, and in fact it hasn't been. The membership sat down, and you got to remember, these are guys who've served this country. We right to my right now is a wall of honor that carries the names of veterans from Borrega County who gave their life in the service of this country. And among the things they fought for was freedom, liberty, and, of course, private property. So they really decided to take a principled stand. It has not been business as usual. We have had, we had our contacts with the Department of Health, have filed a lawsuit that's been somewhat expensive for the Post. And, of course, as you announced at the beginning, we just had a preliminary injunction issued telling us that we needed to refrain from smoking in the facility until this litigation is over, which we are complying with. They're not scoff laws. They just have a real problem with, I guess you'd say, bureaucrats, politicians, simply, and oftentimes well-meaning. I'm not trying to disparage the other side of this debate. I think they are trying to protect people. But in this case, they're going just a little bit too far, because who are they protecting? People that choose to be here.
We're talking with Joseph O'Leary, who is an honorary member and spokesperson for the American Legion Post 444 in Borrega, Michigan. And it's Borrega, correct?
Yeah, it's named after Bishop Borrega. He was the snowshoe priest that ministered to Native Americans in this area back in the early 1800s.
Well, this is drawing considerable interest because what happens in Berega has raised the eyebrows of a lot of folks around the state because there are a lot of people complaining about this issue that believe that their business is down because the smoking is not allowed in their establishments. And so they're watching with great interest. There is an injunction against American Legion Post 444 from a judge stating that you cannot smoke in that facility. When do you go back to court?
I believe it's the 1st or 2nd of December is the next hearing. At that point, the Post has already filed what's called a motion for summary disposition. We believe that there's at least one issue that's ripe already for the court to decide, which would allow smoking in at least a portion of this facility. And that's been brought before the court. It still needs to be briefed by the Michigan Department of Community Health. And oral arguments are set for that. I'm thinking it's the 1st or 2nd, but don't hold it to me. Hold me to that.
Have you gained any support, whether it's financial or just verbal support from outside entities?
Well, tremendous verbal support. Not a day goes by that we don't get a few calls, a few attaboys. And we have been getting financial support, too, from, you know, far-flung areas. But mostly individuals, people that are contacting us, saying that they believe in what we're doing, sending, you know, a check here and there. That goes right into a legal fund, which is getting burned up fast, but is whatever's remaining from that legal fund, we intend to donate to the veterans hospitals in the Upper Peninsula.
All right, Joseph, let me play devil's advocate for two questions. Why not just build a little smoking area that is far enough away from the building that it wouldn't cause any challenges for you?
Well, as we understand the law, that's not permissible unless if there is any employee of the Post that would go into that area, our understanding of the law is that's not permitted. And building a Post, you got to remember where we're located. We're in the western end of the Upper Peninsula. Building a little building far from the Post, one, it's a matter of getting the property to do it and the money to do it. Two, you know, there's an awful lot of snow to trudge through in a couple months.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, finally, I would say to you, smoking's not healthy, whether you're ingesting it yourself or from the aspect of secondhand smoke. Why not just let it go and move on with life?
Well, because this is not about smoking. Again, I believe strongly in this issue, but I'm not a smoker. I was for a while. It was terribly hard to quit. It's a terribly addictive substance. But it's not about that. We all have choices that we can make. Some of our choices are not as healthy as others. Some of us choose to exercise more or less. Some of us choose to go to bed later at night. Some of us choose to have that third or fourth cup of coffee in the morning. Those are not necessarily the healthiest choices, but they are choices that represent our personal freedom, our personal liberty. And that coupled with the notion of what to do with your own private property when you're not hurting someone else, those are principles we think are worth fighting for.
Joseph, before I let you go, something you said to me really kind of hit me in our conversation on Friday. I'm not a smoker myself, but I worked in smoking environments because I used to be a nightclub DJ. But you told me that the American Legion is not a hospital or a public place where people have to go. And therefore, you think, you know, you should have the right to choose.
Exactly. I call it voting with your feet. You walk to the front door of the Legion, you open the door, you see smoke, you don't like smoke, close the door and walk on down the street. We think those are choices every free man and woman in this nation should be allowed to make, and we don't think the government should infringe that far into our personal realm in order to advance a policy, you know, against smoking, which, granted, you know, I'm with you. Smoking's not healthy. That's why I quit. I don't want my children smoking. I'm in a lot of ways an anti-smoker. But this goes beyond that. This is about freedom of choice and private property.
Joseph, what was the date that you have that hearing again?
I believe it's the 1st or 2nd of December. The attorney representing us in court would I'm sure, have it at the tip of his tongue. But I know it was in the first 2 or 3 days of December.
All right, we're going to stay in touch and watch this closely. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Well, thank you, and greetings to everybody from the Upper Peninsula.